Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Andrew. May I have your zip code?
26060.
Okay. Okay, may I have your first and last name?
James Hicks, 8560.
Okay. I don't see an order in your name yet. Did you place an order today?
I have a huge charge for you guys on my bank account that I have no clue what it's for.
Okay. So this is a Okay. Well, this is a call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products, but I need to find that order in your name first. You say your last name is Hicks?
Correct.
And the first name is James?
Correct.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I see that name here, but would you provide your address and make sure I have the right account pulled up?
13900 State 32 East.
And the city and state?
Indianapolis, Noblesville, Indiana.
Okay, thank you. One moment.
I don't know.
Okay. Mr. Hicks?
Yeah.
Okay. I do see an order here. I see where you ordered the tactical bag.
Okay.
This account was created when you ordered the tactical bag. When you order that bag, you also joined the membership. It's a shopping club.
No.
So the shopping club gives you an opportunity to get more products, like the tactical bag, at low cost.
No, I didn't know anything about that. How do I cancel that? And
okay. Well, I can close it out for you if you don't want to use the membership anymore.
Is that going to return my $67?
No, I can close the account. I can check with my supervisor while I'm doing that to see if there's anything else we can do for you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Which I don't understand why you don't, because he don't. I would understand why you would if he was around.
I just don't, because it's easier to buy food that way. If I just make sure everything doesn't have pork.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So my supervisor, he's, of course, I've closed the account, so the company can't bill you anymore. But he would allow me to go ahead and give you a 35% refund off of that $67.32 and quote, making sure the account is closed. Because that you've used the membership. I'm sorry. You've used the membership to get the tactical bag.
No, I did not. It was free with shipping and pay shipping and handling.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't free. So based on the terms and conditions here. Uh-huh. Well, I can only go back to him and tell him what you're saying. I'll be right back to let you know what he decides, okay?
Okay.
I would just ask for a supervisor. Was it an ad you saw or something?
Yep.
I never do them because they're hidden feet everywhere.
Yep.
Then they get your bank account and nail you. Yep. Do it every time. Exactly what they've just done.
Yep, and I've never, this has never happened. I've never, well, because I don't ever do that shit.
Okay, so he's saying as a courtesy, he would allow me to increase your discount to half. You would get half and the company would get half. So I would credit your account half of that $67.32, and I've already closed the account so they can't bill you anymore.
No. It was supposed to be free for $4.99, $4.95 shipping and handling.
Okay.
No.
So, yes, you pay $5.74 shipping and handling for the tactical bag.
Well, there you go. I mean, you see that.
Uh-huh. But you also joined the membership.
No, I didn't join anything.
Okay. Well, that's what I see here on the order. But I'll let you know what he says. I'll let him know.
The 574 that you're seeing, yes, I understand that.
Okay. Well, in the terms and conditions, it says that you're joining the membership. It's a shopping membership.
That must have been in little itty-bitty print or somewhere hidden. Because, no, I did. I would not join some shit like that.
Okay. It's not... this is the same fund as everything else you filled in. But like I said, I can't make any changes, but I have to go back to my supervisor. Hold on one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
Next thing, ask for that supervisor. That's what I would do. Is she going to keep telling you, well, little by little?
Yep. And I can do it little by little. So it's 574.
Okay. So my supervisor is saying we're locked into that 50% discount. That's as far as he can go at this point. Because you did use the membership already.
No,
I'm sorry.
I did not use any kind of membership.
Yes, sir. When you order, you did use the membership to get the tactical bag. Yeah. Apparently, you didn't see the terms and conditions. Were you on a cell phone when you placed this order?
Yes.
Okay, so you may have missed it because you did authorize this order.
Well, can I talk to the supervisor, please?
Okay, one moment. I'll let him know you want to speak with him.
I didn't have a lot of dishes today, but it's just me being lazy and not doing them.
I lost my oomph on that truck.
Are you close?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm glad I stepped back because I was down to using a hammer on it. And I knew that was not going to be good. So I'm going to use my gear puller to pull it off. I told you that thing was a bitch, didn't I?
Yeah, you said it would be. Is the bleach smell too strong?
No, no, not at all. I smelled it when you first sprayed it, but it's kind of dying down now.
Just how I do before it now.
Yeah, if I remember right, when I looked it up on that repair pal, it was like $800 and some to take it to a shop.
The gearbox?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Hicks, I'm going to transfer you over to a supervisor, okay? Thank you for calling customer support and have a good evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.